Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After being suppressed for almost a year by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, a new report has been released which uses dozens of studies to prove that fluoride consumption lowers the IQ of children. Internal emails show that the report was blocked by the Transgender Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine and concealed from public since May of 2022. As reported by Capital in Maine on March 14th in an article titled, Health Officials Delayed Report Linking Fluoride to Brain Harm, quote, last May, the National Toxicology Program was set to release its eagerly awaited report into the cognitive and neurodevelopmental impacts on humans from fluoride exposure. It was to review studies which link fluoridated water to cognitive harm in children. But, quote, before the NTP could release the report, they were blocked, said Linda Birnbaum, NTP director until 2019. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services hid the report after criticism from organizations that advocate water fluoridation, such as the American Dental Association, who casted doubt on the report. In February of 2022, the American Dental Association emailed Rachel Levine and others, asking the NTP to exclude or carefully consider how to characterize any lingering neurotoxin claims from the report because it might, quote, undermine national, state, and local efforts to expand community water fluoridation. Well, that's the whole point in reviewing if fluoride could be a neurotoxin, to avoid more harm to people, especially children, through water fluoridation, let alone expand the practice, a practice which most of the world rejects, and many countries have even outlawed it, especially in Europe. So after a subpoena forced the NTP to release the report, it was quietly published for the public to view. In the report's overall findings, they concluded, quote, the data support an inverse association between fluoride exposure and children's IQ. They even put it more simply, stating, quote, evaluated IQ in children provide consistent evidence that higher fluoride exposure is associated with lower IQ scores. Even adding that, quote, subtle shifts in IQ at the population level have a profound impact. However, even though 52 of 55 studies found decreases in child IQ with increased fluoride, the National Toxicology Program says they have found, quote, no obvious threshold for total fluoride exposure or water fluoride exposure. Just like with COVID, it's a tale of two sciences. So why does the U.S. government fluoridate our water? What science is there to back up the fact that 73% of people connected with community water systems receive fluoridated water? Just over two-thirds of the U.S. population. It's important to point out that fluoride is a term generally used to refer to a variety of chemical compounds made from fluorine. These chemical compounds are the toxic waste product from various industries, such as nuclear weapons manufacturing, aluminum production, and the mining of minerals used in fertilizers. Because the proper disposal of such toxic waste is expensive, these industries have found a way to make their waste product profitable by selling it off as a helpful agent of dental hygiene. However, these compounds are toxic to the human body, to our bones, our hormones, and our minds. To learn more about the history of fluoridated water, read Christopher Bryson's book, The Fluoride Deception, or watch the documentary, Fluoride, Poison on Tap. directed and produced by the same team who brought you COVIDland with InfoWars. The documentary features Edward Group, Mike Adams, and various scientists and health experts who break down the entire fluoride hoax that's been perpetrated on the American people. Also, remember to filter your tap water, because chances are, our government will never stop pouring toxic waste into the water supply. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to browse which filtration system is best for you and your family. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and experience these great products and others and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. We have a really informative guest. Couldn't be a more perfect time to have him on. Judge Andrew Napolitano, host of his own very popular TV show and podcast. Obviously, a former top legal contributor at Fox News. Judge Andrew Napolitano teaches constitutional law. He's been a judge. I'm not going to go over all his awards and background. Everybody knows who he is. JudgeNap.com, podcast Judging Freedom, available on YouTube. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Here at this historic moment, there's footage about an hour ago of Trump turning himself in, and then we also have the live camera shot of when he's reportedly going to be coming out soon. He's, quote, being processed, never before done in America. Why do we not let local prosecutors indict former or current presidents? Well, you see it happen in third world countries all the time. You know why. Major constitutional crisis. And then you've got the DA clearly needs to be investigated for committing a felony, leaking the 34-count indictment to the New York Times. That's not journalistic rights and sources, because that's Trump's personal data that his lawyers deserve to get at the same time as everybody else. That's why they have felony laws in New York. Now, Judge Napolitano has been a judge in New York and a judge in other places, so he can definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but we're just really seeing an orgy of tyranny here, a real miscalculation. Trump's up 30 points against DeSantis right now. He'd beat Biden right now. It was an election by 15 points, the polls show. Judge Andrew Napolitano, thank you so much for joining us. Wow, what a time to be alive.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Alex, no matter what we're talking about. I'm dying to read the indictment to see if it's claptrap, to see if it's a gross exaggeration, or to see if there's a there. I didn't know about the leak. I've actually all morning and in the early part of the afternoon, it's 2 o'clock here on the East Coast, been trying to get a copy of this myself. My fervent hope was to be able to evaluate the indictment for you, and my intrepid producer is pulling all the strings he can to try and...
Sure. No. It's not out yet. Only the New York Times gets to see it.
Yeah. Well, whoever has it has reported that there's 34 counts in there. That means 34 different felonies. That means one of two things. Either they have charged him with matters in addition to the Stormy Daniels, other felonies that we don't know about. It may be the so-called catch and kill, which I can explain in a minute. Or every time Donald Trump reimbursed Michael Cohen for the Dormy Daniels payment, Cohen paid her $130,000. Trump reimbursed him in $13,000, $10,000 checks. And then the Trump Organization reimbursed Trump in $13,000, $10,000 checks or wires. There's your 26 transactions there. We're almost up to 34. The catch and kill actually sounds sexier than it is. Trump would go to the National Enquirer and say, there's a lady out there claiming I slept with her. I didn't, but I really don't need the PR. Can you buy her story and then kill it? So the National Enquirer would approach her, pay her $100,000 for the story, interview her, write up the story. She'd approve the story, and then they'd say, we're going to kill the story. And then Trump would reimburse the National Enquirer $100,000. That is arguably fraud on the lady because she signed an agreement saying she can't discuss this with anybody except the reporter from the National Enquirer. Listen, I don't know if this stuff is in there. Women have been claiming to have sex with him, you know, for years. I don't know if their claims are true. He is confronting a lot more serious legal issues than this, but this is the first one to come down the pike. I agree with you. Now, I come on your show to talk about the law and the Constitution, but politically, that's the prosecutor himself. That's the DA. That we just saw. That was Alvin Bragg.
That's right. For TV viewers, the Soros creature, Alvin Bragg, just came out of the courthouse. Go ahead.
Yeah, he left his office to go up to the courtroom, which is where the actual arraignment will take place. Now, I normally don't opine on political matters, but just as sort of a political junkie, I worked at Fox for 24 years. It would seem to me that this will seriously embolden Trump's base. This might scare away some of the more skittish voters, but the base in the Republican Party, as you pointed out, is decidedly moving to Trump. And quite frankly, I have nothing against Ron DeSantis. I know him and I like him. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I like him. I don't think he knows how to handle this. I don't know if Chris Christie's going to enter the race. The others that are in the race, in my view, don't stand a chance of laying a glove on Trump. That's former Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, former governor.
So that's
Nikki
my
Haley.
Question to you, a really smart political person, not just a legal, great legal mind. Why would the establishment, with all the stuff the Bidens have done and all the other things the Clintons have done, go after Trump on things like this, knowing it would embolden him?
The establishment wants Trump to be the Republican nominee. Joe Biden wants Trump to be the Republican nominee. Many Republicans fear Trump being the Republican nominee, not because they don't want him as president. They do. But because they believe that if Trump is the nominee, Joe will not have to defend his utterly indefensible, deplorable record as president of the United States, because the issue won't be Joe's presidency. It'll be Trump's character, personality, and alleged crimes. So this
so
is
using,
all part
I
of
I said that last week. That they're doing the indictment as a smokescreen because they, just like Hillary wanted Trump, she thought she could beat him, but she pushed them to push him up front because she thought she could beat him. Now they're doing the same mistake again.
Right. So this is not the strongest case against him. He's going to be on trial for rape in New York City in 3 weeks. Not criminal rape, civil rape. This lady alleged that he raped her in a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman, a high-end, it doesn't exist anymore, high-end department store in New York. 15 years ago, the state of New York, in its infinite wisdom, has opened up the statute of limitations for adult survivors of sexual assault, and this lady sued him. The case is going to federal court. He's going to testify just a few blocks from where he is now. Then there's the Atlanta, Georgia case. Then there's the two federal cases. There's Mar-a-Lago, and then there's January 6th. These cases are far more serious than this one. But the establishment believes that by ganging up on him this way, it will generate support for him. He will knock off Christie, DeSantis, Hutchinson, Haley, whoever else runs, and he'll be the nominee, and Joe can win. Then Joe will resign, and whoever the VP is will become president. Now, who do you think that VP will be?
Well, I mean, who do you think?
Mrs. Clinton. Mrs. Clinton. You heard it here first. This is part of their scam. If you see her being mentioned as Joe's new VP, I don't know what they'll do with Kamala Harris, give her some federal judgeship or something, then you'll know that she and her husband are behind this scam. You heard it here.
Well, you made a lot of predictions that have come true. So you're saying, is that your own political analysis, or are you getting this from your sources?
Well, I'm getting this from Democrats, candidly, who can't stand her, but believe that she's orchestrating this. So I don't know. I mean,
and by the way,
maybe
she's right back. Nancy Pelosi, in a bizarre video, we have it, called her Mrs. President, Miss President, well, yesterday, and said the Russians stole the election. So it does seem like she suddenly resurfaced for this.
You know, she's been off the wall lately. She said that, I don't know, we're going to listen to this?
No, I would just put the B-roll up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Well,
she said Trump has to prove his innocence.
Well, that is insane. You know, you would flunk a high school social studies course if you say the defendant has to prove his innocence. We all know that. Donald Trump is innocent. All defendants are innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty. Look, Trump has a very interesting defense in this case.
Stay there, Judge. We got to go to break. And I'll actually play the clip of Pelosi and Hillary and Pelosi calling Hillary the president. And then you can get into Trump's interesting defense. Couldn't have a better guest on today. We're also got that live feed up there when Trump comes out. We saw Bragg come slithering out earlier. We'll be right back with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Please stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Judge Andrew Napolitano could not have a better legal mind on with us today with what's happening. Judge, you got cut off by that hard break with the satellite fees, the radio and TV stations. You were getting into a very interesting defense that Trump has that nobody's talked about yet.
Well, even if, thank you, Alex, even if everything that the government says Trump did, he did do, that is, he used corporate funds to pay for a campaign expense. If it was not a campaign expense, if it was to save his marriage from the embarrassment of what Stormy Daniels would say rather than his campaign, then it is perfectly legal. Now, if he gets on the witness stand and says, I did this to save the marriage so Melania wouldn't throw me out, I don't know how the government could possibly counter that. So that is a very strong defense that he has, because they have to show, the government has to show intent, and intent to defraud the government, because the corporate funds are non-taxable. They're ordinary corporate expenses. If it comes out of his pocket, then he's got to pay income tax on it. Either way, if it was to save the marriage, it's lawful.
Wow. And look, inside baseball, remember the New York Post shots of Melania in that gorgeous, I mean, I'll be honest, you know, lesbian soft porn scene, you know, with another East European woman. That was leaked by Trump because he thought the base would like that. He's never said he was a choir boy or any of that. And so I always wondered why he would make a payoff to her when he knows his base. You know, Christian conservatives don't like it if you say you're this, you know, eunuch, basically, and then you're something else. But if you've never hidden it and you agree with their ideas of politics, I found they're very forgiving. They're not hypocrites, the average Christian. I mean, they like what Trump does, but they get it. I mean, I don't know why the hell he would make a payment to her.
You know, I don't know that. And unfortunately, that type of argument goes more toward this is political rather than familial. If you look at the time frame, Alex, this payment to Stormy Daniels was 2 weeks after the big brouhaha over the Access Hollywood tapes, which caused some Republicans to flee from Trump. You know, that was his hot mic, off the record, didn't know he was speaking, boasting about his sexual conquests. I think that Paul Manafort and Steve Bannon and the folks advising his campaign at the time said, you know, we can deal with one of these. We can't deal with two. You got to pay off this crazy lady. By the way, Donald, we never heard of her. Is it true? He goes, it's not true. They don't care if it's true or not. They just cared about paying her off. And Michael Cohen came up with this scheme to pay her off. Here's another defense. If Trump had reimbursed Cohen out of Trump's own money and then not taken reimbursement from the corporation, no crime. The only crime is the use of corporate or non-taxable funds to pay a campaign debt as if the campaign debt were an ordinary, reasonable corporate
expenditure. Sure, so shifting gears, what about selective enforcement? I mean, I'm not a famous judge like you, a university scholar, but To me, this is selective enforcement. If you've got the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens just running around like people swinging off the chandeliers, they're so corrupt, and bragging about their corruption, and then they're going after Trump over a high-end hooker, I think that's why the polls are up. It just doesn't sit well. That even if this is true, it just doesn't compare to the other stuff.
Well, that is an argument for the jury if the judge lets them make it. Normally, judges won't let you make that argument to the jury because that's a form of jury nullification. Now, you and I believe in jury nullification. It is the law of the land. Judges hate it because it requires the judge to say, if you believe the defendant is guilty but should not have been charged for public policy reasons, then you may find him not guilty. That is the law of the land. They can do that, but judges will never tell them that. Selective prosecution, unfortunately for Trump, has to be for the same crime. I agree with you. There is the public view, and it's well-grounded, that Joe Biden received funds illegally from people in Ukraine through circuitous routes involving his family members, that Bill and Hillary did the same, not with respect to Ukraine, that Hillary has pretty much boasted about her failure to safeguard state secrets. So the only crime that the court would look at to determine if it's selective prosecution is the exact same crime, which is false bookkeeping intended to hide or mask a campaign contribution as if it were a corporate expense. They would not look at other things that Biden and the Clintons did because they're different crimes.
What does this do in general? Why do they call this a constitutional crisis? Why do we even have Bill Barr coming out and saying this is preposterous and super dangerous? You know, other well-known top lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, says he's never seen anything like this. I mean, pretty much across the board, even the feds didn't decide to charge Trump for this. Why do you think they didn't, but now Bragg has made the leap?
All right. It's an odd situation. So the feds charged Michael Cohen, and Michael Cohen testified against himself in a courtroom about all of this. The trial wasn't a jury. It was just a guilty plea. But in federal court, you take an oath, you go on the witness stand, you testify. What did you do? Why did you do it? How did you do it? Who else was involved, etc. At the end of that testimony, the trial judge says, okay, I accept the guilty plea, but there is an unindicted co-conspirator in the case. He happens to be in the White House. So the feds decided, let's prosecute Trump on this. Cohen wouldn't even talk to them because they just put him in jail. COVID came along. Cohen gets out of jail. It was a low-level prison farm. They shut the whole place down because of COVID, because everybody lives in the same dormitory bedroom. Then he has to talk to Cohen. They interviewed him three times, including two mock cross-examinations of him. And they decided, well, this guy stinks. This guy's terrible under cross-examination. We can't build a case just on him, so we're not going to prosecute the president. Cohen gets the idea of going to Bragg, saying, well, Bragg wasn't in office. He went to Bragg's predecessor, Cy Vance, saying, why don't you use me as a witness against the president? Cy Vance says, okay, let's develop the case. Cy Vance decides not to seek re-election. Bragg comes in, looks at the case, goes, I'm not going there. My job's to clean up the streets. I don't care about Donald Trump. Then prosecutors quits. You can't make this stuff up. Writes a book about all the evidence against Donald Trump. Bragg reads the book, decides they better gin up this investigation again. They do. They interview Cohen 21 times with four mock cross-examinations. This time Cohen is well prepared. He does well in the cross-examination.
Yeah, they're basically training him. So he's going to college for this.
Pretty much. So Bragg's team of prosecutors say Cohen is credible. The federal team of prosecutors say Cohen is not credible. Bragg says, give me the documents to back up what you say. Cohen gives them a mountain of documents, Trump organization documents, Cohen law firm documents, Cohen personal documents. They analyze everything, and they say, we have a case here.
Right, stay there. Another break. This is riveting stuff. We're going to come right back with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Got a bunch of other angles of this to hit. He's going to finish this story that's so historical when we come back. Be sure to check out his website, ladies and gentlemen, and his show that he does, JudgeKnapp.com, Judging Freedom. Trump is about to be brought out. We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Incredible footage of your TV viewer, the 45th President of the United States coming out of the courthouse in New York. Regardless of what you think of Trump, this is selective enforcement. This is a lynch mob. And it's just the beginning of federal and other state indictments. As Judge Andrew Napolitano was just saying, we're going to talk about gag orders and more. We still haven't gotten the 34 indictments. It's still not there. We're going to be learning that hopefully in the next 30 minutes to an hour, right through this show, right into the war room today with Owen Schroyer. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, they decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high-quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And two other things. We're selling out of DNA Force. Won't get more for 3-4 months. It's an amazing product. We're selling out of Real Red Pill, an incredible product. Despite that, we need the funds. They're both 40% off, despite the fact they're selling out. Check those products out at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, back to Judge Andrew Napolitano. You wanted to get, we were talking in the break, you wanted to get in, and that's one of my questions I forgot to ask, the gag order. I don't know if the judge did it. No one's reporting it yet. Is it constitutional? Could they actually do it? Would it be election meddling? Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Well, judges are understandably loath to impose gag orders. I mean, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But today it means no government, federal, state, or local, executive, legislative, or judicial, shall interfere with the freedom of speech. I mean, Trump may be a criminal defendant, but he's innocent until proven guilty, and he has the same free speech rights as everybody else. However, if he begins aggressively attacking the prosecutors to the point where they feel threatened, or the same with respect to the judge, they will caution him and warn him and ask him to stop. And if he doesn't stop, this will build up a bit of a drumbeat, and they may impose a gag order on him just with respect to this case. Now, that is the last thing that Joe Tacopina and the president's lawyers want, because Don Slam's judge, well, I'd like to hear what he said, because if this keeps up and the judge orders him not to attack the judiciary or judicial system, look what they did to Roger Stone. It's going to be on the show in a few minutes. Roger Stone suffered under the most aggressive, unconstitutional gag order I've ever heard of in the modern era. The appellate court wouldn't rule on it until after his trial was over. But Roger quite properly complied with the gag order because he didn't want to go to jail. I don't know what Trump will do. So most gag orders are limited just to a certain area of speech, but courts are reluctant to do it. How they could silence him when he's running for president, consistent with the First Amendment, is beyond me.
I've got a Daily Mail report here we'll put up on the screen. I can't believe this is happening in America. Trump posts on Truth Social just before being placed under arrest as he surrenders the New York City court in Stormy Daniels' hush money incident. Do you think the Democrats knew how bad this would blow up in their face? But like you said, I think they're so desperate politically they wanted to actually bring him back into the news, even though it makes him bigger, because then he energizes their base and everything becomes Trump instead of all their crimes. Whereas if we had a new Republican, and I'm supporting Trump and I'm backing him and this is wrong, he's being persecuted, and he really, you know, I mean, I'm just saying separately, if we had a new smart, clean candidate who would just promote basic Americanism, then we actually get stuff done. It's like with Trump, it sucks all the oxygen out of the room.
Well, I agree with you, Alex, that the Democrats want to energize Trump's base. The base they are energizing is in the Republican Party. The Democrats want the Republicans to nominate Trump for president because they believe, and here I agree with them, if Trump is the Republican nominee, then the issue is not Joe Biden's stewardship as president, which in my view and your view and the view of almost everybody watching and listening now is indefensible. The issue becomes Trump's character, personality, and alleged crimes. And Trump energizes the Democratic base, which is far larger than the Republican base, to come out and vote for old Joe in droves. Now, whether Joe would serve the full term or pick a new vice president, one for whom he would graciously resign and hand the presidency over, I don't know. But it's clear that the establishment has lined up all of these cases, the civil rape case coming in 2 weeks, Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, Atlanta, Georgia, this one, in order to energize Trump's base. I happen to think that other Republican candidates, we can get into names if you want, would be stronger because they would focus the media on Biden's horrific presidency because they don't have the baggage that Trump does.
I didn't think Biden could hang on this long. He makes a clown of himself every day, but I guess the deep state kind of likes undermining the country like this. But looking at the Fetterman model, been in the hospital 6-7 weeks, can't even talk, hears voices, I guess having idiots as leaders is the new globalist model.
I don't think Joe Biden's running the federal government. You know, he's their front person because he was elected. I think military decisions, which are leading us into World War III, are being made by Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken, and economic decisions are being made by Janet Yellen and Joe, whom everybody knows is challenged mentally due to his age, is pretty much just their yes man. He can't debate Trump or anybody in a debate today. He can barely answer questions from reporters. But Jake Sullivan, his head of national security, his national security advisor, is of the view, I believe, that Joe can get reelected if he is a wartime president. And they're nudging us every day closer and closer to war in the Ukraine.
Well, sure. And Woodrow Wilson was president for a long time in a coma. And then they think that Roosevelt was dead a month before we got told about it. So they've had dead presidents before. So don't think just because he's corpse-like that he couldn't do it again. They'll just roll him out like with a big glass jar with a brain in it.
Well, you know, they will stoop to conquer. They're stooping to manipulate the Republican votes in the Republican primary with these prosecutions. Only one now, but you'll see others soon. Against Trump, that's their mantra.
All right, Judge Napolitano, stay right there. Final long segment coming up. Roger Stone is going to take over. I got to go to a bankruptcy hearing. That's all going well. We've told the truth. Truth's all coming out. The other side's upset, but whatever. It's all part of the political lawfare stuff that's going on. So we're going to go to break. Final segment, Judge Henry Napolitano. Then Alex Stein on the ground in New York outside the courthouse with Owen Schroyer next hour. So that is coming up. And please don't forget, we're listener-supported. I want to thank you all for your support. 40% off on DNA Force Plus and the Real Red Pill Plus are incredible products. Despite the fact they're selling out, we're still offering them at those prices until they sell out. And the new Trump mugshot, the political prisoner, is now available. It's not the real mugshot because it didn't happen. They want to take that image away from us. But we've got it. The shirts are getting printed right now. So get your pre-order in. It'll be shipping in like a week. InfoWarsStore.com. Trump political prisoner t-shirt.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 1-800-259-7979. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So it's almost hard to believe that the Republican Party's leading presidential candidate, as of tonight, by 30 points, could be told by a judge that he will go to jail if he dares to defend himself in his own criminal case. Could that actually happen? Well, it happened to Roger Stone, and nobody seemed to care. We did. No one else did. Roger Stone is a longtime Republican strategist, worked for Richard Nixon through the rest, up to and including Trump, runs StoneZone.com, joins us tonight to assess this. Roger Stone, thanks so much for coming on. You're the first person we thought of because this happened to you. And I remember people saying, well, Roger Stone's a troublemaker. It's okay if he's not allowed to defend himself and CNN can attack him, but he can't fight back. Maybe this will awaken people to how immoral this is.
Look, I think the idea that they might gag Donald Trump is really a testimony to his effectiveness as a counterpuncher. He's used social media and his interviews to very effectively question the falsity of these charges, question the political motivations and funding of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and to question the bias of this judge. But more importantly, not only do I think the gag order would be unconstitutional, nowhere does it say you lose your free speech rights if you're charged with a crime, but more importantly, It's election interference. He is a legal candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. He's leading by closer to 40 points in the polls. And this is a very clear effort to try to break his momentum. You can see in the polls and in the money that he is raising that the stronger they hit him, the harder they hit him, the more his support grows. So I think canceling him now, gagging him now, is a reaction to the way he has rebounded and actually benefited from what is a naked partisan attack against him.
But to use the legal system to effect an attack like that is just beyond the pale in the beginning of the end. I remember when Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who's completely out of control, did this to you, and the pretext was, well, if you talk in your own defense in public, you could influence the jury. But she didn't gag CNN, which spent a year attacking you every day, or MSNBC or the New York Times. Like, this doesn't even make sense as a legal order.
Well, not only that, but she kept the gag order in my case in place after I was already convicted, after there was already a verdict. I would have gone to jail under a gag order if President Trump hadn't seen the unjustness and ridiculousness of the charges against me. By the way, there was never any evidence of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any other crime, as Robert Mueller admitted in his final long redacted report. And those who say, well, the gag order would just be narrow, it would only relate to these charges are politically motivated. This is part of the campaign against Donald Trump.
Yeah, but if you can't speak in your own defense in public, and only your critics have the freedom of speech, I mean, at that point, darkness has descended. And I don't think it's an overstatement. Roger Stone, thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.
That was me last night. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. That was me last night. I'm with Tucker Carlson. Now I'm stepping in for Alex Jones, who, as you know, was called to the bankruptcy court. And to help us break this down, well, one of the most brilliant legal minds in the United States, perhaps in the world, my good friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano, joins us now.
Roger, it's a pleasure. It's an unexpected pleasure. I didn't know that you'd be filling in for Alex, but a pleasure nonetheless. Of course, I'm not dressed appropriately for the Stone Zone. I thought I would raise that before you did. But to be serious, your interview with Tucker was terrific. I remember suffering through this with you, writing publicly and aggressively when I was at Fox against what Judge Jackson did to you, and even interviewing you on my show, and we had to be so gingerly, God forbid, I should have asked and you should have responded anything about the case that probably would have indicted the two of us for a conspiracy to violate her gag order. Fortunately, most judges, in fact, every judge I know, I don't know Judge Jackson personally, and I don't know the judge in Trump's case, are loath to impose a gag order on anyone, much less a public figure. I would be surprised if a gag order comes. Now, as we speak, I don't know if the president is still in that courtroom. I would imagine if a gag order has been issued today, we'd know about it by now. I'd be stunned if it is. I would think it would have to be some showing that Trump's First Amendment rights are being used or abused to impair the judicial system, as the case law reads, before they would impose a gag order. So I don't expect one today, Roger. Stated differently, the former president will be treated far better by this New York State judge than you were treated by a federal judge in Washington, D.C. a few years ago.
Well, in all fairness, that is exactly the point you made on the Stone Zone earlier this week. I still think it remains to be seen. By the way, they did not levy or issue the gag order against me at arraignment. It was only after my lawyers proved that the FBI never inspected the computer servers at the Democratic National Committee that they decided that my speaking openly made me an enemy of the state and I had to be gagged. Judge, I guess my question is, in light of this stunning leak today, how could it be that Mike Isikoff, the very same reporter who the FBI gave the Steele dossier to, and whose story regarding the Steele dossier, fed to him by the FBI, was then subsequently used by the Department of Justice as evidence to justify their false FISA warrant, pops up with this story today. It underlines the precise problem with any potential gag. Even before we have a gag, Donald Trump learns that he's going to be charged not by formal notification of the government, but by a leak to the New York Times. We learn that there's 34 charges against him, or counts against him, not in any formal proceeding, but in a story leaked to Mike Isikoff, of all people. Is that not the real danger here? In other words, he's a candidate for president. He has got, obviously, First Amendment rights. But whether there's a gag order or whether there's not a gag order, Alvin Bragg has already demonstrated that his office will leak like a sieve. How does the president deal with this?
Well, the government are the best leakers around, and the best leakers in the government are the FBI. You know that personally from your own prosecution. The former president knows that. I don't know who the leaker is in Bragg's office. In the federal case, they leaked information and bootstrapped that into what they used to get warrants, which is probably criminal. In this case, it's only a violation of legal ethics to leak something an hour before it's going to become public anyway. But the government has its favorite leakies, people to whom it likes to leak information, because those people, like Michael Isikoff, will get it out there and will get it out with spin that the government wants on it, and will get it out there before the public has the chance to examine the document on their own. Now, as we sit here, it's 3:05 on the East Coast of the United States. Donald Trump has already pleaded not guilty. I have not seen, you have not seen, the public has not seen the indictment. It sounds like no one has seen it except Isikoff and whoever works for him. So I don't know if it's just Stormy Daniels or if it involves other cases as well. I don't know what all 34 counts would be, unless every time Trump touched a piece of paper in the case, that's a different count. Otherwise, I'm at a loss to explain what's in there until I read it.
Just based on what we do know, assuming that Alvin Bragg is successful in taking a business records reporting misdemeanor and twisting it into a felony, has not the statute of limitations run on this long ago? And what of the district attorney's argument that COVID-19 somehow stops the clock in that regard? I've never seen any such law that says that.
Well, Governor Cuomo, when he was the governor of New York, was given extraordinary emergency powers, and he did toll, meaning it's the legal phrase, legal word, stop the running of all statutes of limitations during the COVID emergency. But I don't think Alvin Bragg will make that argument. Has the statute of limitations run? Well, the underlying crime, alleged crime, the one to which Michael Cohen pleaded guilty, which is the use of corporate funds for campaign finance, that's 5 years. That happened in 2016, obviously more than 5 years ago. The government will argue that while Donald Trump lived in the White House and voted from the White House and then renounced his New York citizenship, moved to, lived in, and voted from Florida, the statute was told that the statute was only running when Trump was physically located in New York. Now, when I was on the bench, I rejected those arguments, because if that's what the drafters of the legislation wanted, they would have put it in there, but they didn't. However, the prevailing view among judges is that that view holds, so that argument is worth making if you're Joe Tacopino.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you
Want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.